Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Let's do it. All right. Well, Josh, I know you're a listener of the show, so you know what your job is to start the show.
You have to punch John in the face.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what everybody wants to hear and see. So I might. No, listen, I have thought long and hard about how to get you to say, start the party, Dan. I feel like I am a listener to this show, and I know that there are people who just bomb it, not to dump on other guests.
No, but it's true.
What's a bomb? What's like a bomb to you?
Any time where it's like layer on layer on layer, it's like you're not Daniel Day-Lewis. You're not here.
I do know that.
I hear what the results are.
He's not good enough to do. I know what you mean, yeah.
I'm not wording it that way, Stefan. You're trying to put me under.
That's kind of how you're
wording. Daniel Day-Lewis is a better actor than you, which I think is undeniably true.
Yeah, I guess that's, yeah.
But can Daniel Day-Lewis do a Tim Allen?
Yes.
Probably.
He would live as the Tool Man for two years in the Midwest.
He was Tim Allen for the last two seasons of Home Improvement.
Tim Allen's contract demands were too high. Yeah. They're just like,
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you think it's better when it's simpler.
Yeah, I think when a clear direction, something you can execute on.
I will say, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought Shane Coizans was one of the funniest ever.
Okay, yeah, but
he's
a
wordsmith.
That was like
a 2.5 minute.
Okay, I'm not an expert poet. I'm not able to wax. What do you say? How do you wax poetic?
I'm not a poet. I'm not here to wax.
I'm not some sort of words. I'm not like you podcasters for. I'm a working man. I'm there with the people, the voice of the voiceless. I'm not here to be an orator on the level of Shane.
Okay,
clearly.
Right. Okay, right. What do you got?
I'm holding up my phone, John. Do you see this?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I've got my stopwatch app out. I'm going to hit start.
Oh, is it saying as fast as possible?
In 30 seconds, how many times can you say start the party?
Oh, I love this.
Are you ready,
okay,
John?
This is really good.
Three, two, one. Go.
Start the party dance. 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 Start the party dance.
Yeah.
Oh no, you got upset online. Looks like you're having a real bad time.
Should've just ignored what I said, but now I've got proof that you read it. And for me, that's all I need. What I live for is the air that I breathe. 'Cause I'm rude, I'm mean, and I'm not sorry. Welcome everybody to the block party.
Okay, Dan, how many was that?
It was like 45.
Yeah. And I was hoping you brought the fart mic.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. When's the last time you farted in that?
It's been like a week or two.
Okay. Man, we probably should have just done 10 seconds. That felt like a lot of people liked it. People liked that, you think?
No.
Oh, okay. They hated it.
No. Okay, now.
Would you say, though, like, Josh, would you say my performance was better or worse than you're expecting as far as how many times I did it?
Better. I think it's hard to do that sort of thing. Now, by the end, you were sort of calling it in. I don't know that you were really saying start the party, Dan.
You had to take a breath, too.
It's because I'm competitive. So, like, right. When it started to get, like, 26, 27, 28, I'm like, I gotta just...
Now, man,
can I
sort of coax to the room now my second idea that I had for this? I was also going to pull out the phone, the stopwatch idea, but I was going to say so slowly that it takes 30 seconds to say. Would it have been better?
That's good.
I think this one was better.
I think the first one's better, but I do like both of them.
Okay, thank you.
Like a Brian Eno style.
I feel like this is the first time. I mean, you put thought into it, obviously, but it's the first. It's not just like, oh, do like an accent or do this. Like, it's like...
It's a challenge.
You made it a challenge.
Thank you, Dan.
Because we're only doing...
Did you call me Dan? Dan?
No, Stefan. Did I say
you
Dan?
You said yeah. Dan. Oh, this fucking MF.
Oh, oh yeah. Are you, you're, this boy. Is one of those shows where people make fun of. Listen, people yeah, on my done. Show get booted. If you make fun of how I speak, I spell oh, something
you're
wrong.
The wrong
you're
about
in the wrong
show,
business.
Dude.
You're in the wrong
instant
fucking business.
Block. If I've you been, want a new block tale, anyone who tries to correct me speaking online,
I've,
see
I've been, I've been getting fucked up for my Swiss chalet. Almost. I wow.
You
I
almost
stumbled.
Did it again.
I
it was like
did.
Your brain had
I know.
To like bump. It was like you had to run it over
it's
with a
tough
car.
To,
in your
it's
brain.
Tough to say.
Well, because it's not tough to say, but it's because in your mind you say Swiss chalet.
I guess.
So here's the thing. I'm raised by people who are ESL.
Okay.
So there are things that I say in life where people go, "Oh, that you're putting the emphasis on the wrong
yes. yeah, yeah.
syllable."
You do.
Here.
Your main one is how do you say the abbreviation of television?
TV.
Yeah. See,
I like that. Well, I
how,
like that.
See, but if you say, what, is, how would you say it?
TV.
TV.
And what am I saying?
TV.
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 You're saying TV.
All right.
Yeah.
Dan, how do you say it?
Yeah, we say like yeah. TV, and you're like TV.
Yeah,
TV.
I'm fine with it. I just no, refuse to take
bad.
Criticism.
You
no,
should right. be ashamed
I'm not saying
of yourself.
That you yeah. How dare your parents be from Portugal?
Yeah, that is a cruel thing to be.
It's pathetic. No, honestly, I think, yeah, that's the one I remember like when I started being friends with you. That was the one that always stuck out. But it's similar to how Stefan says Green Day, because he's like Green Day.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's kind of how you say TV. Like,
My parents are ESL also.
Well, they could be.
Yeah, that's true, I
yeah,
guess. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's because you were born to, like, your biological parents
that's true.
Were
that's
ESL.
Possible,
and so it's
that's
like,
true. Maybe it's just, like, in my...
Fucked you up.
I don't think it works that way.
Hello, friends, idiots, and friends.
We're getting
who are
into,
also
like,
idiots.
Race science.
Welcome to your favorite podcast about race science. It's...
Okay.
No. Welcome to your favorite podcast about social media and rejection. It is Block Party. This is episode number 195. I'm John.
It's 196, isn't it?
No.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I don't think so.
You told me you were saving me for episode big 196.
I could have sworn it was 195 last week.
No, it's 195.
Okay, I'm sorry, everyone. I'm Stefan. It's night. We're doing a nighttime episode. That's the
Hello,
energy's
friends,
a little
idiots
different.
And no, I'm just yes.
We have nighttime energy.
We do.
BP nights.
BP. Those Block Party nights. Is BP nights a thing? Or are you trying to? You keep looking
yeah,
at Dan.
Dan oh, said. Yeah. Dan said we should. Dan
that was my idea.
Dan said oh. we should do BP nights.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's his
I like
idea.
That. This is
it's cool, right?
It's like
BP
night
nights.
Shift. It's yeah. cool. I like it yeah. for sure.
Good,
anyway.
Good idea, Dan.
Thanks.
Yeah. Great guest this week. One of our good friends. He is the co-host of the Wrestling Brain Twitch stream and podcast, and he's here for you tonight.
And he was here when John smoked weed for the first time.
He was
time.
Here yeah. when I smoked weed for the first time.
And second and third and fourth.
Yeah, he just kept giving me yeah, joints.
When's right. the last time you smoked weed?
Joshua Custodio is
okay,
here.
You're just not
hey.
Even.
Hey, Josh.
Thanks for
I
having
would like
me.
To know.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Josh.
The last time I smoked weed
right,
is a long time
you,
ago.
But you've been drinking it.
Drinking. But even then, the last time I drank it was like maybe 6 weeks ago. No, longer.
I got a new drink you'll like.
2 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, what's that?
It's, well, I have to look it up now. Fuck.
Well, oh. Stefan's doing that, John, I do appreciate the intro, but I've decided to give myself a new nickname as I'm wont to do. Block Party's, of course, a big platform, and I thought
oh,
maybe...
Okay. So this I've is a nickname launch?
Yeah, so if you okay. wouldn't mind maybe just redoing the intro, you could say some of the nice things again okay. and then build up to... If
this
you just
is your
don't,
new nickname,
my new
but
nickname.
I don't
Did you
look
write
at
down
it. But I don't, he wrote it down. He folded up this piece of paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
This but, is some dedication.
By the way, the drink is called CAN, Cannabis-Infused Social Tonic. C-A-N-N.
How long was that brand meeting?
I mean...
Sorry, what? Cannabis-Infused Social Tonic?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you call it social? What does that mean? Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Can.
But what is... I don't like tonics generally.
I think you'd like this.
Does that say it's blood orange cardamom? Did
yeah.
I read that right?
It's
that
really,
doesn't sound good.
It's really good.
That could be an okay flavor.
How nice, many yeah. mgs?
Only two. So it's less
oh,
than the other
okay,
one.
That's
so
good.
It's like, and then there's some
I do
CBD
the,
bullshit
I do the like
2.5. No, I do too. This is better yeah. because I'm like a...
You're getting even worse?
Yeah, I can't do... Well, I can do the 2.5, but it's...
I've been doing... There's the brand called Sweet Justice.
Dan just fucking made a face.
Yeah, okay. I mean, sorry,
2.5 what?
Milligrams.
That's yeah.
Fuck. Oh yes. Fuck. Sorry, we weren't born with a dab rig in our hand. Jesus Christ.
What but would 2.5 do to you, Dan?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
It would make you more sober.
No. We sat here and watched Dan eat 300 milligrams of edibles, and it did nothing to him.
Dan is the coolest member of this show.
Oh, by far.
Well, we
yeah,
never. We
no
don't
question.
We don't debate that.
300, that's no joke. You were, and the production was on the money.
He was not even, well, the production was what it usually is, so.
Yeah. It's a beautiful sounding.
No, it was great. It had no effect on Dan. I mean, we've told this story on the show before, but he bought Becca a bag and himself a bag. And Becca, the bag lasted Becca like 6 months. They were like gummy worms. And she would eat half of a gummy worm at a time and be pretty ripped.
Sure.
And Dan ate the entire bag of gummy worms, and it was like nothing happened.
Built different.
He's definitely built different.
Dan rocks.
Yeah, the last time I had got high from edibles, it took like, I think, 2,000.
No.
What?
Oh, milligrams.
No. Are you serious?
That's not real.
What?
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Also, when you said 2.5 and I said 1,000, you were like, oh, that's within the realm of possibility. That's what it takes.
But how do you even eat that much?
They make like chocolate bars that are like 500 or 600.
Oh, so
gotta eat like
five of those. Holy fuck!
That rules.
Wait, how high were you? Like, were you just like a little bit high, or were you really high?
I was high for like 12 hours.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, all right,
that makes sense.
But it was like a normal high.
Yeah, I get these. I do a. It's actually a 5, and it's a Sweet Justice. They do a root beer and a Coke.
Do you drink the whole thing? And
yeah, I drink the whole thing. But like, I haven't done it in a while, honestly.
Do you drink it before bed kind of thing?
Or yeah, like, yeah. Usually Becca and I will be like, we're watching a movie something like that, and I'll just fire it down. But I've been finding it affects my like vertigo the next day. So I've been kind of like the trade-off isn't really worth it.
You should drink more of it.
That could be. Maybe I got to do the Dan strategy. Yeah. Okay,
to cure the vertigo.
I got to do Josh's nickname launch.
Yeah, but I don't sound like it's such a chore. I mean, I wrote it on paper.
By the way, this is the earliest I've ever called it. This episode's an all-timer.
We're 7 minutes in.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, because we just had an all-timer with Sex Jay two episodes ago.
So, I love that guy.
Oh, Sex Jay's the best.
We're in a good groove right now. And the episode with Robin Hatch, also excellent.
Yeah. So, fucked up fan here, too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. You said you liked the episode.
Yep.
Okay, so anyway... Our guest this week, let's just redo the whole intro because you fucked me at the start.
No, I didn't.
Hello, friends, idiots, and friends who are also idiots. Welcome to your favorite podcast about social media and rejection. It is blocked. I knew you were going to fucking do that, you little worm. You little fucking worm.
You were just looking at me waiting for it to happen.
He knew it. I could smell it.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go again. We're not going again. No.
This is episode number 100.
Start again.
Yeah, Stefan, don't step on my great new nickname.
No, I know. Let's start again. I'm going to be mature.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not going to interrupt you.
That's your definition of maturity. I won't interrupt you while you're doing... Okay.
That's right.
Hello, friends, idiots, and friends who are also idiots. Welcome to your favorite podcast about social media and rejection. It is Block Party. This is episode number 195. I'm John.
What's up, guys?
I'm laughing.
I'm
you're
Stefan.
Supposed to say I'm Stefan.
Yeah, I'm trying a new thing.
Oh, so you're saying, what's up, guys? I'm Stefan.
Yeah, is that fine to do?
That's fine.
Okay. Not like your top three thing from last week.
And with us is a guest, a great friend of ours. He is one half of the AE Double Dudes all over on Wrestling Brain on Twitch, the podcast as well. Our most requested guest of all time, Joshua Castonia.
Wow. Is that true? Thank you to the Block Party. That couldn't be true, John.
It was written down.
Yeah,
As soon as something gets written down, it must be true.
It's got to be true, yeah.
That's Walt. Thank you.
Well, you're here now.
You know? Well, hopefully they're satiated. Thank you to the Block Party listenership for making that true. We've
had you. I mean, this is the first main episode you've been on.
You almost said real.
I almost said regular. I almost said regular.
Okay. Yeah. Because you were on the weed episode. Yep, and then we had you on with our friend Kath Barbadoro when we talked about Stampede Wrestling.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've had me on in realms of my expertise, but weed never before where you're like, okay, are the listenership ready for the real deal?
Well, they just kept requesting you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we had no choice.
Yeah, I think they're ready.
Yeah. I think that there are definitely, I know for a fact, there are Wrestling Brain fans who are also Block Party fans who I think will use wrestling parlance will mark out over you being
because you have very good energy.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, but you two are being very humble here. The reason that exists is because I used to do a wrestling podcast with the co-host you two used to do on your old show.
Yes.
And I had zero following, and so my initial audience was only stealing what audience you guys had
from real good shows.
Yeah. So that now luckily years later that is less true.
It's kind of crazy that's where you didn't stick with the real grap show.
Yeah, that was
should have stuck with that.
Yeah, I mean,
then you would have been huge on your own.
There's actually a big debate around the channel lately because I've been naming things. We have a new show called Ground Floor Zero, which Zoob says reminds him of 9/11. So that wasn't great.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought.
I think that's, you know, anyway. But I think the name.
What was your thought what was on Ground Floor Zero? Like that you'd be, that someone would be getting in on the ground floor, which is also called Zero.
Yeah.
What was your nickname on, so on our show, it's the most requested guest of all time.
Yeah.
But on your show, your nickname is J0 your Twitter is J0SHC.
That's right. You say at J0SHC enough times, Zoob's just shorthands at J0
over
time.
That's a good
nickname. J0 is a sick nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. It's something that, like, you see here, I'm trying to force one onto myself. This is the way you're supposed to get
it. It was written down.
Yeah, well, yeah, by an expert or something.
Yes.
But are you two, where are you on the cliche of choosing your own nickname? Or is it okay? Like, if an athlete.
No,
you can never do it?
No. I don't think you can do it.
There's no way.
Why?
Because it's lame.
Oh, so you actually, I'll reveal now, I gave myself that nickname. You think that's lame to do?
I mean, that's okay. That was okay. That was fine.
This one's good.
Yeah.
Stefan was hoping his brain was going to come up with a joke there to make it okay, but it didn't. He just kept being like, that was okay. That was fine.
Well, that's like 8:45 at
night. Yeah, no, and you already did the go-off Kings. I'm sure that went great.
Trying to think.
I can't believe. Okay, let's talk about Go Off Kings for a sec. I mean, this tweet was very funny, but I cannot believe you had the 5-year anniversary of the Go Off Kings and you didn't even realize it seems like, or you didn't do anything.
I forgot. I saw your reply.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry for not faving it. That wasn't like a personal thing.
I didn't even notice.
I saw it and I like faved it in my mind, but then I was on the stream.
Oh, thank you for the mind.
Did you not feel it? You didn't feel the mind?
No, I felt it. I felt it. I felt it.
In the Block Party documentary, like that Beatles one. This is a big start of the breakup moment. I feel like
the picture like rips in half.
The mind yeah, fave.
That's right.
Well, it was funny too because we just a listener of our show who also has a newsletter, Lauren. Has it's called Podcast the Newsletter. She's been very kind to us about our show, and she asked us to do an interview.
Oh, that's right.
So I spent and so she just did it like she sent the questions, and I just typed it out, and I just spent a lot of time praising Stefan in the interview. So this is a really.
Oh.
Tough way to find out, you know, it was a mind phase.
After all of this incredible of praise from you.
Yeah, it's tough.
That is kind of rude, Stefan, I suppose.
Well,
it's okay.
I haven't answered the questions yet.
No, so you haven't. So the 5-year anniversary, you didn't do anything.
Yeah,
did you know that, what did you do? Well, you did a stream.
We did a stream.
Yeah. But did you even know that it was the 5-year anniversary?
Yeah, we knew. It's one of those things where I'm like, okay, I know it's in August.
Yep.
And then in my head, I was like, it's like August 18th or something. But it's like earlier.
Yeah, it was August 10th.
Mm. Yeah.
We're recording this on August 11th.
That's right. So the day before the stream, the day before the 5-year anniversary, I'm like, look, our 5-year anniversary is coming up. We need to come up with a new, because when you subscribe, you get badges for how long you've subscribed for.
Right. Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, we need to come up with a new 5-year badge.
Because people are going to be coming up on 5 years of subscribing.
But I was like, we have a week. In my head.
Right.
And then that like 10 minutes after I said that, someone resubbed for 5 years. Because I guess there's some time zone bullshit or something.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, so I look like an ass.
We're
now.
Fucked, yeah.
So I came up with the badge during it's Jesse's car from Rocket League. Which
oh,
if you've seen
badge.
It, it's a great badge. It's the ugliest Rocket League car I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
But it kind of stands out. It, like you can see it as like a little badge next to it. Works. It really does work.
Yeah.
So we do have the badge, and then, we were just like too tired to plan anything for the stream the next day, but we had some people on and we watched.
I wonder what would happen if I ever got too tired to plan Block Party.
Oh, me and Dan could figure it out. I think.
No, I
That's
mean,
the picture further down.
No. No, you can, obviously. You guys did good episodes when I was away for my
We watched Peep This Out yesterday on the anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so
you have
like,
to.
Yeah.
Is he still doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
More
well,
than
I don't know. I don't
He's
know.
Doing like 4 videos a week.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, do you want to watch one?
Yeah, let's watch
no,
one.
No, no, no.
Oh, let's watch one.
Okay. No, I don't want to.
No, let's watch one.
No.
Josh, what do you say?
Don't put me in this damn position. I'm like you say, a listener of the program. I like the tension. I want the swell. I'm not here to diss off.
You have to pick a side.
Okay, but do you, as a listener of the show, do you like when we watch the fast food reviews, or are you kind of...
Are you like me? Do you get like sexual pleasure from John being upset?
I guess maybe I'm between you two, because I am... not grossed out by anything. Like, I would say I have a very high tolerance.
Dan, did you hear that?
Well, hang on. Listen, you do stare into the internet a lot more than I ever have.
Dan just sat up in his chair.
I should say the stuff
Dan just did the video game meme where the guy leaves.
I should say my tolerance for, you know, something John would find unseemly. It's 110. Yeah, you know, greatly greater than John.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, and if there's video of me watching John squirm,
yeah,
I'm way into it.
Yeah.
In terms of right now, would I watch it happen live?
Yeah.
That's an absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right.
Peep this out. Does he make me squirm? He only makes me squirm when he's like treats the workers poorly.
Oh, yeah. We should watch one of those ones.
No. Because I feel like he doesn't. The thing with Peep This Out is like he's gross in like a different way.
Just watch the Joey, actually.
I don't want to watch. Oh, for fuck's sake.
I haven't seen this one yet.
You haven't even. Oh, God. Popeye's Surf and Turf.
Okay, can you pause on Joey when he's close up? Nice. Do you guys agree that.
His beautiful eyes.
Do you agree that his lower eyelid looks like a ball sack?
I was about to say that. Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Whatever it
is,
looks
that
like.
is that not fucking ball sack skin? If you zoomed in on, okay, hold on.
It definitely looks like elephant skin for sure.
Right. Like, okay, hold on. I'm going to.
But yes, I see what you're saying. If you zoomed in on it and you asked someone like, "What is this?" They would be like, "Oh yeah, that's balls for sure."
You kind of get lost in his eyes forever in this freeze frame, though, no? What color would you say his eyes are, John? What color are these eyes?
They're like greenish.
Olive yeah, green. I was going to say, yeah.
So,
beautiful.
Ugh.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to like kind of crop this photo here. So.
Oh, yeah. Like if you showed me that and you're like, what is that?
I'm gonna
I would
send
say
this,
balls.
I'm going to send this to Jesse without saying anything. Yeah, see what he says.
That's what he says live.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. I'm almost afraid to learn. Cause this is the other thing about Joey too. See, Peep This Out.
Oh, really good pause on Joey there.
Peep This Out buys that's the pictures he sends to people he matches with on Tinder. Well, he probably doesn't match with anybody, but,
well, he's a celebrity in that way.
That's true. Yeah.
He's on, Raya.
Raya.
Yeah. Joey on Raya.
I mean, he's in California. So
oh, look how fucking red he is in that one there.
Well, that's because that's obviously an edit.
Is it?
Hi, everyone. This is Joe Manchin.
That's an edit.
No, we got to watch the new one. The new ones are more depressing.
I was going to say like, oh, fucking Christ. That, it just when it hits you, it sucks. But the
his vibe couldn't be worse.
It's also because he eats bat. Like, I don't even want to know what Popeye's Surf and Turf is.
Oh,
well, then why are we watching the video?
Because you're making me.
Oh, yeah.
Is it good? Is it like a chicken / fish
sandwich
or chicken sandwich that comes with shrimp?
Oh, but he's going to put the shrimp on.
Sorry, can I call a pause here for one second? This blue tray, just to paint a picture here for the listeners. Does Joey have a tray he keeps in his car for eating in his car?
If he does, this is a new development. I think this might be from Popeye's, possibly.
Okay. But they would hand him the tray in the car.
I don't know. Maybe he does have one of those steering wheel trays now. But I swear this is, I mean, I would know.
Because it doesn't look like a fast food tray.
No, you're
it
right.
It's like an
IKEA
product.
Yeah, like, and it looks like it fits perfectly kind of in the wheel. So I think you guys are right. I think this might be, he may have finally gotten, because usually he eats just on his like legs or like his belly or whatever. Right?
So, but like, so he's got a Popeye's chicken sandwich with some shrimp and
with
then,
shum. Did you say with shum? I'm trying to get you from last week.
Yeah, it's not even close.
My, yeah,
and then an apple pie, I guess, from Popeye's.
But I think he's gonna put the shrimp on the sandwich. I'm pretty sure. But you know what? Like all these things, but these are good.
I mean, but would you really get shrimp at a fast food place? I mean, I would.
If I was gonna get shrimp at a fast food place, it would probably be Popeye's.
I mean, I guess that's probably true. Yeah.
I don't think I'm craving shrimp in the fast food environment. Like when I'm walking into fast food, I'm not like they've got shrimp. Like
for
I'm not
sure.
Loving this choices.
Can
here.
I tell you as well? I feel like I just judging by what the shrimp looks like there, I think there's too much batter and it's like too crunchy. Maybe,
yes, right? I think you're right.
Oh, definitely.
That's kind of what it looks like. Now the chicken sandwich obviously is fantastic. It's very
yeah,
very
it's
good.
A good chicken sandwich for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Popeye's. Let's see what Joey thinks of it though.
Just the surf and turf.
So I'm guessing it's a combo, right?
Is he eating? Is he eating something else? Well, he's reviewing this.
Drink and aside, but they didn't give me that, so whatever. You know, I got enough food here. You know, but
Does he talk? They didn't give him the drink inside.
This is going to be a good one because they didn't give him something at the drive-through
window.
Gonna
constantly
he's
going to
lose
it
his
up.
Mind. I think, yeah.
Oh.
Stuff.
John, I may be coming over to your team. He's very unseemly.
He's gross.
It was a separate deal.
What material is that shirt made of, do you think?
And the sandwich. But I'm thinking, you know, I think it would have been better just to have the sandwich and the shrimp together.
Oh. You called it, Stefan.
Yeah. Wow, Stefan.
Well, if you the thumbnail, I think, had the sandwich.
Oh, I see.
But
the famous cocktail sauce, that Creole cocktail sauce on top of it.
Okay,
this is gonna be like
there's gonna be a really loud crunch here, I think, from the shrimp
turf sandwich from Popeyes.
That's so bad when there's too much food and the bun is not big enough to contain it. You know what I mean?
The little scrimpsies here.
Pardon?
He said the little scrimpsies. Yeah.
Of my,
fuck. This sucks.
My how do you shirt in Spanish. My zapato.
My zapato. Isn't that shoes?
He's making a mess here. Look at this.
But he didn't know the word for shirt, so he just said the word for shoes. Is like, it actually?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I don't wish him well.
Well, good news, Josh. His life is really bad.
Zapato is shoe.
Okay.
So he was like, I can't come up with a word for shirt, so I'll just say the word for shoe.
He does the bit where he does like lechuga. That's Japanese for lettuce.
Right.
Know? So that's kind of his bit.
Oh, boy.
But in this case, it's not the same because it's a Spanish word.
It's
for
a bit,
something
but it's
else.
A variation of the bit. It's the right language, but it's the wrong word.
I don't mean to come across as a Joey rookie here, but my understanding was, for some reason, he was much more popular than this. There's not a lot of views here.
Oh, no. So
he has almost 500,000 subscribers.
Yeah, so his most popular videos are the ones where he's like, I was going to say debasing himself, like more than this. Debasing himself like on purpose.
Okay, got it.
Farting or you know,
eating,
whatever.
Like doing a food challenge.
Gross challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just fucking heard myself say this like 15 times on like Go Off Kings tonight, but there's an ongoing thing. My absolute favorite thing about Joey, I fucking said this like two episodes ago, I think, but my fucking favorite thing about Joey is that he has this ongoing like battle with his viewers. And so early on, he had very...
Yeah, they go, stop, Joey. I'm like, no, I'm going to keep going.
He had very sincere commenters for like the first couple years or whatever. And then he did like the gross food challenges. And so that sort of brought in the ironic viewers. And they were like very like sexual in the chat, in the comments towards him. They were like saying very sexual things to Joey. And there's one video from like 2017 where he's like, he tries to like draw the line.
He tries to tell them. We've watched it multiple times on the show.
We don't have to watch it now.
No, but yeah, he does.
We honestly should just have a clip.
He's like, hey guys, we should stop. It's time to stop.
It's time to stop being sexual.
Kids watch this.
And by the way, in the video, he's reviewing maybe the nastiest thing he's ever. It's this fucking Jack in the Box munchie mashup or something. And
really
it's just, it looks like barf. It's
really
so
gross.
But it's so funny because he's so excited about that. And he's like, just before we get going here, I've seen a lot of sexual comments.
Yeah, just before I shovel this slop into my gullet.
And so he's like, let's draw the line. Cause I'll like, I think he said I'll like stop doing videos or whatever. I'll start banning commenters. And now if you look at his comments and
it's exclusive,
maybe you could scroll down and we'll probably see some.
Yeah. Cause this is from today. He literally posted this video today,
but now he has leaned.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So, He has leaned into it. He hasn't liked any of these comments. So actually, Dan, go to like his like two or three videos ago and we'll probably find it. But now he'll get very, very horny comments where it's like, oh, I want to smell your... Fuck, I'm going to say this and it's going to be on the Go Off Kings. I want to sniff your seat. I want to smell the poop from your seat and I want to eat it and I want you to poop on me down your sex dungeon down below your house. And then he'll like the comment and be like, oh yeah, I'll do that. I'll poop on you. Yeah.
Just as like a steer into the storm. Like he thinks
just
he's winning by doing that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
He's leaning into the punches.
Cause I have people online that I think are horrible, but I am interested in their world a great deal. Is that you with Joey where it's like,
oh,
would you
like
consider yourself obsessed with him?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm like that for some weirdos online too.
Joey's like, and Joey's
wouldn't
like, he's a big like Trump supporter also. Which is
that makes it easy.
It makes it so much easier to like make fun of him and stuff.
Yeah, it's
knowing
tough.
He has bad politics.
One of the people I dislike online is a ex-fighter comedian named Brendan Schaub, and he saved a couple kids from a flaming car a little while ago, and that was a tough day for me. It's like, this is just hard to shit on this.
Josh, you don't have to worry about that happening with Joey.
You're saying I need to come over to Joey's world tour.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You got to do Joey. You got to do, I mean, Peep is like a slower burn. Well, is he? Peep is a slower burn. Cause I feel like if you're watching Joey on mute, you're like, oh, this is grotesque. But if you're watching
Peep is fine. That's what I was going to say. And Peep doesn't, it seems to me anyway, from what we've watched, he doesn't seek out the sort of gross
no.
or make it more gross. He like Joey, where he's like, the shrimp should be on the sandwich.
Peep ignores it. Joey leans into it. And then there's Ken Domic, who is, I think, honestly, my favorite of like the big three. And we haven't really gotten into
the
him that
big
much.
Three.
Yeah, the big three. Yeah.
Big three. You're familiar.
Yeah.
But Ken is Canadian. He's from Ontario.
Yes,
we've watched some stuff on here. Yeah. But he does stuff. My favorite thing he does is he'll do 24-hour stealth camps.
So what is that?
Oh, it's really... What do you think it is?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't really think I know, because he's in the world of like food eating, and then he does something called stealth camp.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. He's in public. How much horrible food can he eat without anyone seeing him? I have not a clue.
Honestly, what stealth camp that's be? Like, that's pretty close to what it is.
Okay, what is stealth camp?
He stays in his car for like 24 hours in like a parking lot and like eats like... So he'll go to like a mall, and there'll be like a KFC or a Wendy's or a Tim Hortons or whatever.
Oh no.
And he'll be like, can I sleep in my car like overnight and like only eat Tim Hortons for like 24 hours? And he'll just like,
that's not hard.
No, but
I
like,
mean, it sucks,
but sometimes he'll park in parking lots where like you're not allowed to stay overnight. So he's got to be stealthy about it.
Never mind. This does sound dope. I've totally turned
but
around.
But how can you even be stealthy about that? You have a car.
They're in a car.
It's not stealthy. Yeah. I mean, it's so, but
the big dramatic moment is like a security guard's walking up and he turns down his radio and turns off his lights.
Yeah. I think stuff like that's he's played that up before where someone like taps on his window or whatever, but like,
oh man,
it's yeah. There's one where he stays in like a liquor store parking lot overnight. And it's just like, man, this is like really bleak, but it's like really fun to watch too.
Well, do you find it relaxing to watch?
No, it infuriates me.
There's some, yeah,
it really stresses me out.
I find calm sometimes in like people behaving in a way that I find insane. It's like, oh, I'm doing fine. And I find like peace in this.
I'll send you a Ken vid.
I feel like I just don't need that.
Yeah, I'll send you a Ken vid, and if you can stay calm throughout it.
I'm very good at staying calm.
Okay.
You will like me less if I'm calm during this video.
I'll be stunned if you can stay calm.
Okay, maybe you could be my tour through this YouTube rabbit hole I'm ready to go down.
Okay,
and I'll tell you how I react to
it. Okay, beautiful. Yeah.
I don't...
Do you feel bad for Josh right now?
Yeah, I don't quite get this, but whatever.
He's being a good guest.
I'm just interested in the niche, man. I feel like that's sort of the gift of the internet.
So you said Brendan Schaub. What's like another example?
I guess it's like wrestling stuff and like fighting stuff, probably.
Yeah, a lot of stuff in the combat sports world that I love, be it pro wrestling, MMA, kickboxing, boxing. It's just so full of repulsive, horrible people.
That is true.
I mean, Dan, I'm sure you could back me up here. It's like carny from the ground up. So to find joy in it, you sort of have to face yourself and be like, wow, this is ran by people I have nothing in common with and hate, and largely enjoyed by people that I do not like.
I guess
that's me and fast food review guys.
Okay, so maybe I say often on my show, everything I love is wrapped in everything I hate. Like, I'll go to, not as much in Vancouver, but I don't know.
Joey just ate one of those.
That's right. I don't know if any of you, maybe Dan, have been to, you go to some more rural local wrestling.
Oh yeah, I've been.
These people like the same shit I like because I don't like them. And I have a weird relationship with that, I'd say. It's hard to sort of parse.
Yeah.
But, I hate wrestling fans, too.
Yeah. Well, listen, not of course, the listeners of my program. No one better than the Brainiacs, of course.
Well,
but,
it's with the fast food guys, it's weird because, like, Joey's fans they're watching him ironically. Now, I will say they're more like psycho than I am. Because they're all like 18-year-old like 4chan guys watching him and like harassing him or whatever.
What were you doing at 18?
I was on
4chan.
I've never been a 4chan guy. I was gonna say I was jacking off a lot, but I was like, I'm doing that now too.
Was 4chan even around when you were 18, or was it still 2chan?
It would have been, I think. But 2chan is like probably an actual thing, right?
Dan? It really was. It's basically.
You just meant it as a 2 before kind of thing. Yeah.
Damn.
It was the first one that from Japan that.
Good one, John.
Sprung off from.
Well, I was trying to run a bit. And
well, just
here
pretend
we go.
It wasn't a joke and that you knew that's what it was.
Yeah. Were you on the precursor to 4chan, which was called 2chan?
A lot of people know about it. That's impressive that you know that.
Maybe try the joke with 1chan. See if they started at 2.
Was 1chan a thing?
No.
Okay. 1chan?
Okay.
Or you could have done 3chan, maybe?
Yeah, I was just, for some reason,
you're
right.
Doing it by
like,
half.
Even when I said it, for some reason I thought, oh, they probably only did even numbers. But I don't know why.
Well,
like, as soon as I said
2chan. 8chan's a thing also. That's probably why you thought it.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
Is there a 6chan? Or are they just doubling it, I guess, at this point? So is there a 16chan? I'm looking at Dan because he knows.
Dan's on 64chan. It's fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, peep this out. His like, if you watch, so if like me, you have notifications on for when he goes live on Friday.
If you're like me at all,
yeah, you will notice that the people in his chat are, they're harmless. It's very strange.
Okay.
Like they're, so it is children.
Oh, wow.
Because there'll be a lot of people being like, oh, peep, do you have a guinea pig like I do? Oh, I wish my sister would stop being mean to me. You know, stuff like that. It'll be stuff like, there's also ESL people who are trying to learn English by watching YouTube videos.
Right. Sure.
Which is like, just don't watch, learn it from somewhere.
There's got to be a better
Any
channel really seems like a better place to learn English.
And then there's like other fast food review guys who watch Joey. And then there's like me and like Jesse and John and...
Why are you counting me? Or you mean John Andrew?
John Andrew, yeah. No, I'm not.
I'm not. Why am I watching
that
shit?
Dan will be in there too. I mean, my favorite thing is we'll be watching like an old peep live stream on the Go Off Kings. And I'll be like, I think we've seen this one before. And then we'll see like Dan in the chat or like John in the chat. Or, I mean, the absolute funniest one was we were like, I swear to God, we've watched this live stream before. And we're watching it. And then in the live stream,
no way.
Peep is reading from the chat and he's like, oh, we're live on the Go Off Kings right now. That's awesome. And then the fucking absolute best part was someone in our chat was like, come on, guys, like don't feed the animals. Like don't poke the bear, like stay out of it. And then in the Peep chat from 6 months ago, you could see him posting Shrimo fried rice.
Oh my God. This is your version of the rehearsal.
It was incredible. It was one of the funniest things to ever happen to me. And I can explain it to you guys and you get it. Yeah. I can't explain it to anyone else, really.
Do you feel that way about being, I mean, you have a popular Twitch stream, so maybe that adds some legitimacy to it. But do you feel that way about being a Twitch streamer in general? That it's like, there are certain people who it's like, it means one thing to them, which isn't what you're doing.
Yeah. I'll just be like, oh yeah, we play video games on there.
Right.
Oh, we play Rocket League and FIFA on there. And that's it.
My co-host over on Wrestling Brain, The Zoobs, always says the Go Off Kings are the guys who decided what if Twitch was good. Like he says that all the time. And I imagine it's a little bizarre. It's an
unbelievable tagline if you've ever seen the program.
Well, The Zoobs is quite the orator.
No, I'm joking.
But explaining Twitch, I feel like explaining comedian, podcaster, it's like, oh, people have like a sort of working knowledge.
You just have to say like, yeah, I'm whatever you think it is.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just
we'll just go with that.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Are you playing Fortnite on there? It's like, no, worse. I'm talking about pro wrestling. Like, it's way
it's
less
honestly
cool.
Like,
Zoobs is so nice, by the way. Thank you, Zoobs.
He's the best guy ever.
It's the, like, I have that joke about it where it's like, it's great to be a teacher because, like, everybody knows what that is. So you never have to have that stupid conversation at a party because no one really cares what your job is. It's just a way of
totally
talking.
True.
So you have to be like, oh, I do this. But for me, it's especially good because then I never have to say I'm a comedian, I'm a podcaster,
you can just say
I can
teacher.
Just be like, I'm a teacher.
And you
like,
can
oh,
maybe
you're...
throw in curler because people understand.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
If you want to get a little crazy.
Yeah, if I want
to
get
what I
want
to know what, Dan, what do you say you do to people?
What do I say I do to people?
No, when, no, okay, it's, no. What do you, I
Dan,
know,
what would you say
the way
you
I,
do
okay, what,
to people?
What do you say that you do when
what
people,
would your ex-girlfriend
who
say
ask
you do to people,
to,
Dan?
Okay, to people who
they
ask
know.
You.
A lot of things I'm sure.
Okay, to people who ask you what you do, what do you say to them?
I say I work retail.
Oh. Do you actually?
No, I tell them, I usually just say I work.
Like AV?
Yeah, or okay. I say like I work in comedy, but I'm not a comedian.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That
okay.
feels like keep it almost vague. Invites more questions, though.
Yeah,
which is not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, you should have just been saying, like, I do audio production or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, generally, I'll say I do, like, audio for
okay.
like,
I see.
Comedians.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine then. And they must be like, whoa, that's probably so fun. You're probably just laughing all the time.
Yeah, I told my building manager to check the podcast out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus. Dan's going to get evicted.
Whoops.
Can I say the other funniest thing that ever happened on the Go Off Kings stream in honor of our 5-year anniversary? And it has something
to do
with
celebrate it on your own show.
No, I know.
This is the celebration.
Yeah, exactly.
We were watching an old Joey video and he was doing like shout outs to people.
Uh-huh.
And he shouted out this one food review guy. And we're like, oh, let's, this is a video from, you know exactly what this is. It was from like 7 years ago, this video. And I'm like, well, let's look this guy up and see what he's doing. And then like, we were like, what was the name again? And we like listened to it again. And then Jesse like searches it and it's like on the stream. And the first result is like so-and-so arrested for like killing his entire family.
Yeah, that's, oh. yeah. But it turned out to be a different guy, I believe, with the same name.
At the time, it was like, oh my God.
I remember because you, I think you.
We posted a clip of it.
Well, yeah. And I think you specifically told, like, you came into the our like Discord chat being like, guys, shit got fucked up today. Okay, before we get to our social media we have a gibbet. Yeah, or two gibbets.
My mom and aunt were going to send us some.
Oh,
gibbets.
Really?
So okay. I don't think it's from them. Is it?
I don't know. It says it's from AOS.
No, I don't think.
But I don't know if that's the person or the company. Like, right. I haven't opened the envelope yet, so it might be
right
from the company, and then I open the envelope, and then it's fucking something else. Oh, geez. This is so sticky.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
John just nutted all over himself.
Yeah. That's the sound I make when I'm coming.
That's why an audio medium is so good. Because he's struggling to open an envelope.
Okay, here we go.
You know what I call it? I call it theater of the mind.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, this is from, hey, Blocked Boys, this might be the most cursed thing I've ever seen. Enjoy. Love the show. From Steven.
Oh, he attached a photo of us.
at Huddlesfro.
Thank you, Huddlesfro.
Thank you. It looks like we both got the same.
Oh, I like the little bag. What is it? Oh, no.
What the fuck?
What is
it? It's a gibbets, and it is a...
What is it?
It's a gibbets of Narcan nasal spray.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
How is that real?
That seems...
What?
Okay, well, this legitimately, I think, will win the worst gibbet.
This is awful. I mean, unless it's like... Hey, this is like a good
thing. You should carry Narcan.
Maybe that's like best case scenario.
Or yeah, maybe it's almost like a reverse medic alert bracelet where you have it on your Crocs. You're like, I'm carrying Narcan if you need it.
I mean, I don't think it's like a joke. I think it's like...
No, I don't think it's a...
I think it actually might be like a thing where it's like raise awareness. Can I steal this from you
for a second? Nasal spray.
I think it is to raise awareness, but oh my God, that's insane.
Okay. It's from Etsy.
Okay. That's a bad
sign. I'm just trying to see if they say anything about.
Like, this is for charity or something.
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to just, like, save this thing.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be any.
Regardless of the emergency, I don't know that I'm looking to be saved by a person in Crocs either. That's just sort of a separate discussion.
That's a good point.
So it's I think we got
a doctor?
Depending on the context.
I'm just learning now there's a lot of gibbets that are drug based. Like you can get gibbets that are like bars of Xanax and perks and stuff.
We should get those, I think. But
someone might send those.
I guess depending on the context, this is probably number one right now, but
it's gotta be number one. It's gotta be up there. I'll say this. Looking at this,
it's big also. Too.
I don't think it's ironic. I don't think it's
you don't
sincere.
Think it's to like raise awareness.
Okay. No, I because even the picture they show has two perks. They have it on
this
a
is
croc.
All on the same. Okay,
on the same croc. It's got like two perk pills, a pink pill that has a K on it, which I don't even know what
ketamine?
That is. I don't.
Don't bear the lead there. Heisenberg
and then a Heisenberg gibbets. That's the those are the like.
Damn,
ones,
what would the K thing be? I just
maybe
heard
a Klonopin?
Yeah, Klonopin. Oh, I heard Klonopin. I thought ketamine.
No, yeah, I don't think it's ketamine. Yeah,
no,
ketamine
I know.
Isn't a pill.
No, yeah, I know. That's what I realized. But I just heard K.
And then I will say too that so unfortunately the listener they didn't ship to Canada. So this listener was like, "Oh, I found this amazing gibbets, but they don't ship to Canada, so I won't ship it because they're going to have to ship it to themselves and then ship it to us, right. And they didn't think it was going to come in time. But there is a Twin Towers gibbets.
Oh.
And they were going to send that to us.
Okay.
So that would have won.
Is that the same store?
But I don't know. It's just called an obscure shop.
Okay. Well, this is pretty, I think given the context, this is
pretty
rough.
Oh yeah. This is, all they do is drug gibbets. They've got Adderall, Xanax. Oh, it's oxycodone with the K on it.
Okay.
Adderall. They do have OxyContin as well.
Oh.
Blue Punisher Ecstasy. You can get,
I mean, wearing an oxy gibbets on your Crocs is just like,
yeah, you can get six drug gibbets of your choice for $24.
You know, who's keeping,
that's
you know who's
a deal.
You know, who's keeping the store in business is Riff Raff. Probably.
Yes. Riff Raff loves that. You can get a scam credit card gibbets. The Xanax bars come in different colors. You can get yellow, blue, green.
Some of these are kind of cool. But.
This is not, I mean, oh boy. Anyway,
John, looking at the store, does it look like this person's earning a living based off making these drug-based gibbets? Yeah, that's, I mean.
1,850 sales.
Wow. And how much are they?
360 reviews. They're all about $6 each. roughly.
Holy doing smokes. Some math right now.
So
it's $1 million.
Wow. Yeah, that's like $700,000. Yeah.
They're doing unbelievably.
I was rounding up.
Yeah.
Speaking of doing unbelievably, let's move on to our social media updates.
What a good segue.
Boy, was it smooth.
Stefan and John
are going to bring you the news. Prepare for a feast of rarefied takes. Terrible tweets from verified greats. They'll bring their personal feed to you
with an update on their
social media.
Now, I have to say, I was listening to YKS this week, and I pilled Jesse, because now every time he does a new segment, he feels like he's got to refer to the last thing he just said. And he's like, fuck, I got to stop listening to Block Party, because Cullen makes me feel like I have to segue into everything. And
you
segue-pilled
Jesse?
I segue-pilled Jesse.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant. Yeah, pretty good. Josh, what's going on here?
Did they sell a segue-pill gibbets? Okay, sorry.
Josh, what's going on your social media?
John, we're friends. I think that's okay to say on here. We're close friends. I love you. And something we like to do together is we sports bet on UFC fights. Now, not huge.
You can just say bet, I think.
Yeah, I guess sports that's bet. True. Yeah, so I'm not a big sports head like you guys. I'm more into the real stuff, the stuff that tells you it's fake. None of the fugazi. Different discussion. But you sent me something today, and I had a different social media update planned. But then you sent me something from @OddsShark. Now, I think everybody listening at home probably knows the amount of just gambling advertising, how there's odds on everything is at an all-time fever
pitch. Our listeners follow Sex, Jay.
Yeah, exactly. They understand, right.
But even with that considered, I thought that these odds given by OddsShark today on Kim Kardashian's next boyfriend.
Okay.
That's already wild.
It's insane to bet on, right?
I mean, if I'm Kim Kardashian, I'm fucking betting on myself, and then I'm just doing it.
Go make some money.
Why not?
That's a genius thing to say now. Yeah. No, you could talk about the morality of betting on somebody's next romantic partner, but that wasn't really my issue with this.
Be fair. Kim's made her bed. She can lie in it. If we want to fucking bet on her next boyfriend, we should be allowed.
You know what? I actually think I agree with
IMO.
That. My chief issue with it, though, is how off some of these odds are.
Yes, and you want to give us a little taste of who's on here?
Sure. So for people listening at home, maybe overseas on the European betting system, or who don't understand how betting odds works, I'll quickly explain that the higher the plus number is, the greater long shot this bet is. It is a larger underdog, the steeper plus number it is, okay? So the bigger number I'm telling you, the less likely this person is to be Kim Kardashian's next boyfriend. Okay, here we go. So at plus 800... Van Jones, how does that hit your ears?
He's the favorite.
He's the
most
favorite.
Likely.
He's the favorite at +800.
And do we like that as a boyfriend?
Jones, he's the CNN guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he?
Oh, am I not right about that? I think it's CNN.
He is. Yeah. Van Jones.
What? Does he have like a thing with her already?
I don't know. He's just a hot looking guy.
I mean, sure. Yeah. But that seems sort of like out of the blue, right? Are they...
There is some linking.
Okay.
Is Kim Kardashian?
So there's rumors about them being in a relationship in April.
Yeah, because I was like, that seems a little random, but okay. All right. I guess that makes sense.
I will
say,
over the time I've been sports betting.
Yeah.
Often the odds makers are really like,
yes,
there's a reason that the gambling has been good for a long time.
The sharks are sharp.
The house right. wins all the time.
Right.
It's like, usually if a number feels too good to be true, it is too good to, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So like the fact that he's number one, they know something. Yeah, exactly.
Next up here, a couple X's. These would be getting back together, as far as I understand it, with either Pete Davidson at plus 900 or Ray J at plus 1,000.
To me, Ray J feels like no chance.
I'm with you.
Ray J should be way higher odds.
I think so.
Totally agree with you.
And I think Pete should be lower odds, maybe. Even. Oh. I could see.
I don't know why they broke back together. I don't know why they got together.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was weirdly into that relationship, I feel like. I was like, looking at those two, I was like, yeah, that's good stuff.
Okay.
What?
Nick Cannon. I had said on my show, there's only two celebrity relationships I ever really feel like I got into, and it was Avril Lavigne and Chad Kroeger.
Okay.
Oh,
Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian. Those are the two celebrity relationships that for some reason my brain just goes, what's going on
with
these guys?
They just hit you right in the
It is brain, funny that I will say I was very invested in both, like Avril with Derek Whibley from Sum 41 as well, but her current whatever his name is, Soul Man or whatever the fuck, I have no
idea. I don't even know.
I'm into Bennifer. I'm not into it, but it does make me feel younger, which I like.
Yeah.
That's
that.
Fair. Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. They're still back together. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm always, you know, I'm always keeping tabs on all the celebs.
So Nick Cannon.
Okay, so Nick Cannon's also plus 1,000, which, I mean, Nick Cannon just feels like he could be in every poll.
He's just in the mix?
Yeah. He's just always in the mix.
All right.
I feel like when you, and you guys can disagree with me or not.
He's like Amy Klobuchar. he's just in there in the middle. In the mix. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, you guys know how Nick Cannon's like Amy Klobuchar.
I'm always saying it.
We all are. No, I was going to say to me, so like with Nick Cannon, okay, I feel like if you, when you're with someone like Mariah Carey,
yeah,
right, everyone's on the table after that.
Right. Oh, that's
you know
true.
What I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like there's certain celebrities, like it's like if you date George Clooney or Brad right. Pitt or what, it's like,
it's like how once you win the Stanley Cup, you're always going to get good contracts.
Yes.
In the NHL.
Totally. Yeah. Totally like that. It is that champ. It's like Nick Cannon just always feels in the mix.
Yeah.
You have kids with Mariah Carey. You're always in the mix.
Okay.
Of this list so far, who would you two be most likely to enter a relationship with?
Oh God. I think Van Jones.
Yeah,
he's really, got his shit together.
I hate the news.
Ray J and Nick Cannon both seem
Pete
not
Davidson
enjoyable.
Pete Davidson has a bunch of really... He's got that Hillary Clinton tattoo.
He also just looks haunted.
I think...
like, to me, he doesn't even look like a ghost. Like, he looks like he's haunted by a ghost.
I think Van Jones, for sure. I think he would be... He'd probably be fun to hang out with. You know? Yeah.
Have I said Jamie Foxx yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, Jamie Foxx would be.
Yeah, that's the... I guess of these guys.
Plus 1,200.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that feels, again, in sort of a way you're describing Nick Cannon, I feel like if I just find out a celebrity is dating Jamie Foxx, oh. Like, I got that's a really talented dude.
Yeah.
Of course.
Chris Evans, Harry Styles up next here.
So we should say, and I like that they specify, it's Chris Evans from the Cincinnati Bengals, not Chris Evans.
Oh,
that's why it says
I was wondering
Chris
why...
Evans sin in brackets.
But also, didn't Chris Evans, Captain America, quote tweet this or something with like...
No, that was the Cincinnati Bengals guy.
Oh, it was? Oh, I thought it was the Captain America
one.
No. I was like
that's
doing like a bit.
That's why Sex J retweeted it, because he was like, oh, I'm in the mix?
Okay.
Harry Styles feels so unlikely to me. Plus
but
2,000.
But so did Pete Davidson.
Harry Styles
feels less likely than Pete Davidson to me. Yeah.
You could have gotten really good odds on Pete Davidson before Kim was on SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, Josh, we move on to who you and I think is the favorite.
Really?
For us.
No way.
Well, I'm not saying
not
this is the favorite.
Sorry, the best odds.
Oh,
but
okay.
At plus 2,200, a reconciliation with Kanye West. Oh. They have a family together. Listen, to cash this bet, all the bookies are asking really is we need a photo of these two beside each other looking.
Yeah, because like how do you cash, like that's the like.
Yeah.
You know? I figure that has to be the parameter.
I'm 33 years old. How do you know if someone's your girlfriend?
If you hold the door for them. Yeah. You know, yeah. But I feel like just because of the kid tie-in, you could find ways to cash this bet at plus 2,200.
Plus 2,200 is if you bet $10, you win $220.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, that's like...
So, best bet in terms of like...
The best
value.
Bet.
Yeah.
In terms of
best value bet.
It's not necessarily...
The likeliest.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like a big piece of shit. Like,
question. And he said he was going to kill Pete Davidson or whatever, all that shit. But yeah.
Yeah, she is the peak of morality who would never stoop so low. Up next here, the style bender, Israel Adesanya.
This one was baffling to me.
This would be so cool to me. Is this a wrestler?
No, he's an MMA fighter.
He's a champion MMA fighter who is, you know, earlier I was saying the packaging of this stuff is so alpha bro tap out, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Israel Adesanya is a bit of an antidote to that. How would you describe him, John?
Izzy is like the coolest guy ever.
Oh,
basically.
I saw. He's the guy who he had the thing about Jeffrey Epstein or whatever he was talking about.
That makes sense.
I think that was him, wasn't it? Where he had the in the post fight interview or whatever he was talking about Maxwell and Epstein or something.
Of all fighters, he would be the one to bring that.
He definitely has a
Oh
yeah.
Oh, there
you
go. Nice call, Stefan.
Thank you.
Nice. I don't remember that, but he's very. He goes against the grain. Like when he was in his first title fight ever, challenging Robert Whittaker for the title, he did like a dance routine on his way out to the ring. He wears nail polish. He dyed his hair pink.
Anime character poses after his fights.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, and like, we have no evidence that he's straight. So like him being on this, and that's not to say,
sure.
Like he could be bi, he could be straight, he could be gay. We don't know.
But he's like a wild card on here.
But yeah, for like how,
macho.
Yeah. For like how good looking he is and popular he is and whatever. It is a little weird. We've never really seen him with with a partner.
Right.
I only meant he stands out amongst macho the rest of everyone's pushing this testosterone monster energy vibe. And Israel Adesanya is not pushing that. It's very cool.
So the next.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he just wrote. So he says he's not gay.
He's an ally, I think.
Oh, yeah. Most certainly. He had a tweet where he said, "I'm not gay, but my shoes are," and he's wearing rainbow shoes.
Okay.
But he rocks. Like he's amazing, especially like Josh said, in the sort of poisonous culture of MMA. He's very cool.
These next two seem like pretty good bets too. On it, pretty good value bets too. Maybe. Possibly,
maybe,
you know,
we've got, of course, the next two, Drake at plus 3000.
Yeah.
Is Drake above like the I guess I would have said Kanye maybe was too, like the reality TV sphere. But I guess no one really.
Drake's not. Yeah, you're right. Because Drake likes to make money. Yeah. He's not above it.
That's why I think that's a good bet.
Yeah, yeah. You might be right, Stefan. And then right after that, I recently showed my sisters the movie Creed. I was over at my parents' house a little while ago and we watched Creed. And at the end of it, they both said it was their favorite movie they've ever seen. And I asked them why. And it was largely because this next gentleman at plus 3,300 was shirtless. Michael B. Jordan.
I mean, he's a hot guy.
Very hot.
Yeah.
Guy.
Now, here's a wild prediction. I think those are very good odds too, because the new Black Panther movie is coming out.
Needs in the
and
news.
I think he's going to be, I know his character like died or whatever, but I think he might be in it. In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
At the very least, he'll be at the premiere.
It's a good guess.
I could see them going to the premiere together.
Just now, for some
of that.
Well, but now,
Stefan, you're a genius here. That's a great call.
See, here's what I think, though.
I love celebrity gossip.
Yeah, never do this on the show, which is great.
I unlock this more embarrassment about shit. Yeah. This is my lane.
And this is a thing that I do all the time that means fucking nothing. But in my mind, I'm like, Michael B. Jordan's too smart. He's like too smart and too like classy. Right.
To do like reality TV
or
stuff.
Or just to like date Kim Kardashian.
Actual actor, right? Like has roles.
But that doesn't
But then Van
anything.
Jones is number one.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying it doesn't mean that's but that's what I'm saying. That's what I go through in my mind.
Right.
I'm like, Michael B. Jordan's too smart, but that doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Is what I'm saying.
This is easily the dumbest conversation that's ever happened on this show.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
No offense, Josh.
He's a great looking guy. We're looking at pictures of him shirtless right now. Listen, no question about it. He's a great looking
guy. The next three.
Here we go.
Now, this is where we start to get into like, you could make some serious coin.
But these are also not happening. There's no chance.
We didn't need that. Okay, yeah. Okay, so Josh, you want to run us through the last three
here? Sure. At plus 60, I'll run through all three. 6,500. It's a long odds here.
Yeah.
Eminem.
I'm Eminem.
Almost double the odds at plus 10,000. Johnny Depp.
Okay, there's no...
And truly double, at plus 20,000, true long shot, will Kim Kardashian's next boyfriend be Donald Trump?
So a $1 bet on Trump would win you...
$100 would get you 20,000.
$100
would
get you.
So,
okay.
So $1 would get you...
$2,000?
$20.
No, you'd move the decimal over twice. Wouldn't you be $200?
Sorry, $200.
Did I just out-math you?
I'm not good at math.
I mean, that's not like an accomplishment.
Yeah,
How many times do you outsmart John when you're sitting around him? It's rare for me. It's generally...
For me, it's like all the time.
Yeah,
Stefan's constantly outsmarting.
Yeah. Stefan is a smart fellow. There's
I'm
no
pretty stupid.
You recently talked about on the show who was the smartest, and I could feel you seething, not just saying, it's me. I felt like you could feel it.
I wasn't seething.
But I'm sort of like street smart, you know.
That's what people are always saying about Stefan. Not super book smart, but on the streets, he's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, who's doing like you were just saying on your 5-year anniversary of your stream, you were watching like an irony laden YouTube video to an audience you created. That's genius. Like that is
that is sort of street smart. Yeah.
It is.
That's true.
Stefan, what's going on in your social media?
Yeah, sorry everyone. Listeners are going to hate this? You said it was
No, they'll love it. I meant that in a good way.
Hey, remember when I sent Jesse the picture of
Joey's under eyes?
Oh no.
You're the
What did he say? Oh,
no. You're the three the hell is that? And then like a few minutes later, why did you send me this? And then fuck you. I'll tell him what it was, I guess.
Really good.
Oh, yeah, I should have sent the uncropped one.
Really good. Okay, so, Stefan, what celebrity couple do you want to talk about?
No, so I have a... I have to, like, look it up. Actually, can you go to Sex J's? because I saw it from our friend Sex Jay. But there's a player on the Baltimore Ravens who was posting about how he's like started wearing glasses again, and it's made such a huge difference in his life. Which
congratulations
is
congratulations to him. By
which
the
is
way.
Like insane.
What's his name? Troy Tony Jefferson.
Tony Jefferson. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, if we can find the original post, I mean, I could have just
this motherfucker that. Tweets a lot.
He does, yeah. I'll
love
just
it.
Okay. He is very good at it.
He is.
Some yeah. people should tweet way less. Not Sex Jay.
Anyway, basically, we'll get to the actual post. But Tony Jefferson tweeted like, "Oh, I'm wearing glasses now, and it's like made a huge difference in my life."
Right.
And someone asked him like, "What have you been doing for like football games? Like, you're a pro football player." Yeah. Okay. Here it is. Yeah. I can't even lie. I stopped wearing my glasses years ago, and that might have been the dumbest thing I've done. I can see so much clearer and further with my glasses. It's wild.
I like that he makes it sound like he didn't know what glasses did.
There we go. Yeah. So this is the best fucking reply. Someone asked him, "What do you do during games?" And he said, "I've just been going out there regular," shaking my head. Just got my contacts too. So
I love that he describes not wearing glasses as going out there regular.
It's so good, yeah.
I'm just regular.
But so he wore them in college when he played as well, and then he just got to the NFL and was like, "All right, I don't need to see anymore."
That's wild.
But
I mean, I can't see anything.
No,
like, I have to have my glasses
on. My vision
on,
is
so
not very good.
It's hard for me to wrap my head around, like, sort of being able to see. Like, Josh and I, one of our favorite MMA fighters, actually, Charles Oliveira, right. has glasses, and he wears them to the octagon, and he puts them on immediately after the fight is over, but he doesn't wear them to fight, and he basically like also can't see while he's fighting.
Just
and
insane.
So I don't understand that either.
Another insane post from a former pro football player, Rich Ornberger, who says, "Not joking, I played 7 seasons through college and in the league, blurry as hell. In 2012, I got glasses and contacts. Mind blown. I could read safety's numbers for the first time instead of guessing. Total game changer." If you just don't know any better, you're like, I guess everyone sees this way, but then also wouldn't you be like, what are glasses for? Like, why do you need to wear glasses?
Yeah. Enlighten me. Obviously, this guy's good enough to be in the NFL, but was he a good player playing here,
I mean,
going regular, as he said?
I guess so, right? But, like, it's just, it's so funny. But Sex Jay looked up a bunch of his old posts. He was, like, searching for, like glasses or, like, blurry or whatever. And there's posts about, like, "Oh, I just got, like, an Android phone and, like, all the images on it are, like, super blurry for some reason." But the really good one was... It was him like posting something about how he's got all these like haters or whatever. And he's like, "I've had enough of these haters." And then it's like a picture of him looking kind of like tough on the field. But if you look at the picture, he's like squinting really hard. Like he's like this sort of like.
Yeah, this is the tweet here. "I'm new to Android. Does every video you get from someone going to be blurry?"
Oh my God.
Incredible.
Really good.
Just really, really good. You have, like pro athletes are really good at posting.
Some of them are so good at posting.
And this is just like...
KD had an epic one this week, too.
Oh, my God, dude.
You like to get to... You like to
that
have a shitty commute to work.
Fucking
and,
good, man. Yeah, I mean, what's the KD post about Twitter where he's like, I'm always...
Oh, yeah.
What, can we just... I need to... It's so good, man. It's like maybe the best post of all time. What does he say in it? What's the wording of it? He's like, I'm always like... like 100 or something. Like it's
yeah. I'm always 100 on Twitter or something like that.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Well, I'm gonna try and find it while you're doing your thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, mine is also an NFL one. So that's the that's the sort of prevailing theme here. This one, Antonio Brown. Obviously, probably not a great guy, but. Very funny tweet today, and I don't know if this was actually in an interview in response to this question or if he just decided to tweet it out of nowhere because he made
he
this
just
like
posted it himself,
yeah because he
think.
Made this really weird graphic where it's a picture of himself on the left and then a blank space on the right, and then in the blank space he's clearly copied and pasted some text, and this is the text: My biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a cracker or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet or throwing rocks at that UPS driver. And it definitely doesn't involve taking my shirt off and doing a victory lap around the Jet Stadium mid-game while throwing up deuces. My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live.
Sure. It gets so much crazier, Josh.
What?
Sure. I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what that was like for you all to see something like that. Like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks.
And this is in earnest?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's just like under the quote, it says Antonio Brown on his biggest regret.
Yeah. So good.
Wow.
I found the KDE post, by the way.
Okay.
It was someone saying, relax, big dog. You're Kevin Durant. Life is too sweet. And then Durant replied, there's no relax, champ. No relax when I'm on Twitter. I'm on 10 until the second I close the app. You relax.
That's really good, too. Okay. Yours, John. This is... do you think there's any lane in your life for any of you where you would like to watch yourself do something?
Fuck.
No, no, no.
Because, like, this sounds horrible to me, what he is describing.
Like, I mean, I guess, like, the thing with him is that he's, like, he was, like, very good.
Oh, right. Extremely good, yeah.
But would you appreciate it if you were that good at it?
Like, I guess, like, because I was going to say, like, I could watch myself play NHL.
Right.
But I could just do that anyway. I'm watching it on the TV. I don't need to see myself play it.
Isn't living it the better experience of the two by a gigantic margin?
I would think so.
You'd got to think so.
Yeah. I mean... that's so, and then watching Jesus play at Red Rocks.
Wait, that's
that was,
line
that was
there.
A great show.
It's like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks.
What's the Jesus live show? Does the water to wine bit, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah. He leads with that. What other tricks did he do?
Someone did the
fish thing.
The fish thing.
Yeah. It was actually a friend of the show, Yerky21, did the Dali, the AI art. Did Jesus performing at Red Rocks, and one of them just looks like Corey Taylor from Slipknot singing into a microphone. Like his face is all masked up with long hair. But yeah, I mean, it's really just incredible. Like it's really just a great tweet. Cause that's the other part is like, I don't think that it was in the context of it. He just woke up this morning and was like, I'm just about to.
Is that him retiring or like,
I don't even know.
Or is he retired already? Cause
how does that cross your mind? When are you like, I wish I could watch me? It's just the most wild thing to arrive at. I can't believe that's a real quote.
I love it. That's so good.
And I like the idea that he's like, I can watch myself on video, but it's not the same.
Is it even a quote though? Like, has he said that out loud or did he just write it
he
down?
He put
like,
quotes around it, but yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
Really good stuff from Antonio Brown. And speaking of really good stuff from athletes in some way, let's move on to our block table.
What did you tweet? You brought receipts, Blocktail, woo! No longer can see the post, it's a Blocktail, woo! You probably deserved it, it's a Blocktail.
All right, Josh, this is kind of a legendary story. I've known about this for a while, and now it's time for you to share it with our listeners. The floor is yours.
Okay, so of course the framing of this program is that I'm coming on as a guest to somebody who hosts a wrestling program, but fear not, this is about a wrestler, but you need to know nothing about wrestling to enjoy the block tale between myself and real legal name, Ryback Reeves. Now,
okay.
the big guy Ryback...
he's like a big piece of shit, right?
One of the biggest.
Okay.
Now, even if you don't know Ryback Reeves, you're aware of him, because when I say pro wrestler... this is the guy you're imagining. He looks like a giant steroid. He screams all the time. He exclusively wears singlets. He refers to himself as the big guy.
Oh, and he's bald. He's got the shaved head.
Bald with the beard.
With the beard, yeah.
Exactly right. A very prototypical looking...
and he was a WWE wrestler for, what, 10 years? Seven to 10 years?
In the system for probably 8 to 10 years. Had some pretty big moments, but ultimately was just sort of... hated, tough to work with, and ultimately not that great. Now, I was a defender for the guy because my taste in pro wrestling has a lot of room for a big yelling steroid guy, but that's a that's a whole other discussion. So one day, as a fan, I decide to log on to Twitter.com, and now, of course, I'm sitting in here with Stefan Heck, a guy who couldn't use Twitter any better. So this is not a great post here, okay? But it crosses my mind that at the time, I have this pro wrestling podcast, an old one, and I'm like, oh, Ryback. Ryback Street Boys. That's pretty funny. I'll put Ryback's head on every member of the Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
and I'll post it and I'll tag him and, you know, maybe get a retweet, couple new follows, and you know, this will be great. So I take the 10 seconds it takes to put Ryback's head on every member of the Backstreet Boys on this image. And then I tweet it at him and I say, look at this big guy, Ryback Street Boys.
Did you do the dot in front of the at?
You know, I think I probably said like, hey, right, or like something. Yeah. I don't really remember. I wonder if you could even find the tweet. I can't remember if it was my my account or the Top Marks one, but it might even be deleted at this point. Oh, yeah. Okay, so pull that one up there at the bottom with Pat Buck, because this is going to be worth getting to in a moment here. But anyway, Ryback immediately blocks me.
Wow.
I mean, like, one moment later, I'm like, I wonder if anyone's going to have put a like on this. And I'm like, wow, this guy is very logged on. Okay, so he read this Ryback Street Boys photo clearly as this was an insult to him. Okay, no problem, whatever. I don't really care. So I open up my Instagram account moments later, and what's on Ryback's feed?
Oh, no way.
It's the photo of him captioned Ryback Street Boys.
Wow.
Okay. Oh. So now I'm like,
So he took your photo that you had done, the photoshopped photo.
And again, this is not a Van Gogh. This didn't take me hours, right, but it's a small thing. And I did see it and did have like a reaction. I'm like, well, you block me. You don't credit the podcast, which was really what this was all about.
Yeah.
And then you you post it on your Instagram. So I say something. I wish I remember which. It's so tricky when you're blocked because you go and look for them. Yeah. And it's like, oh, what's going on here? But I say something to his manager, Pat Buck, because I know who's running the account. And I say something to the effect of, what's with the block and then putting on Instagram? Very weird. And then I get a DM moments later back from Pat Buck, his manager, that just says, the big guy is like that sometimes.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
The big guy is like that sometimes.
Wow.
And so to this day, I am still not blocked in the Wrestling of Brain account to him somehow.
Send the Backstreet Boys thing again.
I don't know. I've never thought of that, Stefan.
See what happens. Yeah.
Okay, this week, if you go to @wrestling_brain, you'll see me give attempt number two with my Backstreet Boys.
Let's try it again.
We will see it go down. But that is my tale, versus the big guy Ryback. Over a Ryback.
That's so good.
I love that the manager was just like, it do be like that sometimes.
He does steal content. The big guy is like that sometimes.
Oh my
and
God.
Honestly, like, that is a great way for a manager to respond, because it's still wrong what he's doing. Like, yeah. It's fucked up what
but
he's
was
doing.
He was he like a heel though, or like,
he was unemployed. He wasn't even working in wrestling
anymore. But when he was a wrestler,
he would go back and forth. Okay. I think when all he retired, he was heel. He saved Kalisto's life on his exit, but I think it was probably heel in that.
Because he had he had this thing where he would say, feed me more.
Right.
And then like the crowd liked to chant that.
Right.
So then he was a face for some of the time, because they would just be like, feed me more.
That's kind of fun.
You know, or whatever.
That's fun to do.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a bad wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I hear you talk about these obscure world stuff, and I'm like, this guy is like a second cousin to wrestling. Like, I feel like you could get, there are parts of wrestling I do think you would really respond to.
We're going to a show in September.
Oh, that's right. The house
that'll
show.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Listener Greg hooked us up.
That's so cool.
So we're, Dan and myself and Stefan and Becca are going to be attending Saturday night's main event.
That's right.
That's going
to
be a blast.
Pacific Coliseum.
Yeah.
I can remember going to the Pacific Coliseum to watch wrestling back in its heyday in the Attitude Era. I watched a house show there.
It's maybe the best venue here for it.
You think so?
I just sort of, it's like, I like the older feel. It feels sort of like Stampede throwback. I don't know. Rogers Arena brings like a sizzle, and the Commodore, of course, something. But I like a throwback for wrestling.
It's a good call. I mean, we'll go for free. And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be great.
I gotta drink a bunch of beer.
Yeah. Fucking wasted.
All right.
Now, Dan, you didn't like my social media update. That how's the block tail though?
It was much better.
Thank you.
Dan's gonna eat like 15 chocolate bars before wrestling show.
Oh, they're only 500 milligrams. I'll eat 10.
God, wouldn't you get a stomach ache?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you're probably eating like other food as well, right?
No, I just ate the chocolate.
Oh, you didn't have like McDonald's or something as well? Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a great listener block this week as well. This one is from Cassandra, and I'll be honest, it's a great one. The subject line is banned from Hinge for being mean to a cop.
Okay.
Which is already
a lot of promise here.
Really good. Yep. Hi, Blocked Boys. Longtime listener, first time caller. My block is pretty self-explanatory. I was swiping through Hinge, or as I call it, taking out the trash, and found a cop who answered the something that is non-negotiable for me prompt with must support what I do for a living. I simply could not let that stand, so I immediately matched and then messaged, fuck you and fuck your job, you fascist dipshit. When I opened the app the next day, my account was locked. Honestly, it was worth it. Thanks for giving me something to make me laugh during this dark timeline. Lots of love, Cassandra. And yeah, so it's a I mean, I'll tell you, the picture.
Does the guy look like a cop?
Well, he's wearing his uniform and sticking his tongue out. Like, it's not. It's not good.
This sounds like a guy DB would find, like, in a porno reply.
Yes. It honestly is, like, it's not...
The tongue out is such a weird choice.
Dude.
It's not good.
That sucks.
And then, yeah, something that's non-negotiable for me is you must support what I do for
a
living.
That's so funny, man.
Really bad. So way to go, Cassandra. Way to take one for the team. Get banned from Hinge. Although, you know, like you sort of suggested, maybe getting banned from Hinge... doing yourself a favor.
Yep.
So if you have a great listener block that you want to send in to us, you can do so at blocked@blockparty.com. You can fill out the form on our website. If you want to donate to the show, patreon.com/blockparty, $5 a month gets you access to 3 bonus episodes every single month. This week, the Sex and the City series is continuing. We're watching episode 4 with one of the guests of the show.
One of the guests of the show?
Or sorry, one of the listeners of the show. It's now 10:07 p.m., Stefan. Past my bedtime. I'm just kidding. I go to bed at like 2 a.m. But in any case, yes, one of the listeners of the show who won the contest will be here with us this weekend. And that episode you'll be hearing this week. We're very excited for that. What else do we have to plug? Oh, the Gibbets Challenge. If you want to send us a Gibbets.
It's almost over.
It's almost over. But if you can get something to us by the end of August, please do that. You just send it to our P.O. box. If you don't have our P.O. box address, it's in our Discord, or you can send me a message on Twitter. And if you have any secrets, you can send those into secrets@blockparty.com as well. We're going to be doing a secret party episode coming up. If you want to follow the show on Twitter and Instagram @blockpartypod, if you like the show, tell a friend. Josh, we're here at the end of the show. It is time for the top three.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Uno, 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 uno.
Mustard.
3.
Socks.
2.
Girlfriends.
Uno, 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 uno.
There, was that better this time?
That was really good. Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm very excited for this, and thank you all for having me. I love this show, and the top three is a blast. I've thought long and hard about what I want to bring to this. I hope this doesn't break format too much, because I need an in-order 1, 2, 3, because you're going to be ranking something that there aren't many of. So in order, my top three, your top three members of Blink-182.
Ooh, okay.
There's... been like what, 5 members lifetime?
Well, we can walk through them, right? So of course you've got the core three. You've got Tom DeLonge, Mark Hoppus, and Travis Barker, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Tom leaves, you've got Matt Skiba.
From Alkaline Trio.
That's right. And then you've got the drummer from before Travis.
Scott Rayner.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're number three.
And is that it? I want to be sure that that's it. Because I don't. Are there even three? I like?
Well, I mean, if you don't know the others, no way they're making your top three.
Yeah, you're right.
They're,
no, that's it.
Yep.
Scott Rayner. Tom DeLonge, Mark Hoppus, Travis Barker, Matt Skiba. Josh, you're number three.
Travis Barker, the tattooed machine, the engine driving the band, the best drummer in pop punk. I won't extrapolate too much because we're all going to be talking about the same people circularly. Travis Barker is my number three.
Uh-huh. Travis Barker, also my number three. Well, he already said a bunch of stuff about him. John?
Well, that was my short version.
Yeah.
My number three is Travis Barker.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, let's do
it's
that.
Around
right.
the table. I mean, I think one thing I'll say this: as a drummer, I respect any drummer who makes playing drums very hard on themselves. Mm. Like if I was in a popular band, I'm just playing four on the floor. I'll do the odd fill.
Yeah.
But I just want to be up there.
He goes crazy.
Yeah, I want to be up there thrashing around. Yeah. I want to be having no, but that's the thing. He doesn't even get to go crazy because he's too busy having to go like all the time. Like it's just fucked up. So I respect any drummer who's like, I want to make this task very unenjoyable for myself. So good for him, but he also is maybe one of the dumbest people I've ever heard.
Where are we on his tattoos? Because we all did put him in 3 of 3 here where we're praising him. But I mean, what's keeping him out of the 2 or 1 spot?
The other two guys I think are cool.
Very dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He isn't a smart guy.
Yeah.
Okay. You're number two.
Bass player, Mark Hoppus, sort of seen as the I guess chill, normal guy in the band, the plus 44 breakaway, Mark Hoppus in the number two spot.
Okay. I'm going to go with Tom DeLonge.
As your number two.
Number two.
Okay.
And
I sort of feel like we're tracking Matt Skiba, Scott Rayner. may not be making the top three here. Just, I don't know.
I love all the alien stuff that Tom DeLonge does now, too. With
Oh, yeah.
He does. He has, like, the UFO, like, foundation or whatever.
Yeah. His kid's name is Rocket.
Yeah.
Now, maybe one of you would know this a little more firmly than I do, but isn't it somewhat true that Tom DeLonge, like, forced the government to be like, yeah, that's a UFO? Like, that 100%. Is what happened?
Yeah. 100%. He got the Navy, the USS Nimitz or whatever.
How are you keeping that guy at the number one spot? The guy who wrote Aliens Exist is making the government prove UFOs?
I have a good reason for number one.
Awesome. Yeah.
He founded To the Stars, the Academy of Arts and Science.
Yes. Yeah.
Wild.
John, you're number two.
Wild school. Shit. Okay. Sorry. My number two, and it's hard. It's hard because there's really good aspects to both men.
Yeah.
But I do have to put Mark Hoppus at number two. And I don't like to do it because I agree with Josh. I think Mark Hoppus, very nice guy. I think he's probably the only reason Blink-182 exists. You got to have, because Travis and Tom, I mean, fuck.
Mark's the one keeping it on the rails.
Mark's the one keeping it on the rails. It's like me working with you and Dan. Someone's got to, you know, so in a lot of ways, I feel a kindred spirit with Mark.
Yeah. You're the Mark Hoppus.
Yes,
but who's
I am.
The Travis and Tom?
Oh, Stefan's the Tom. Dan's the Travis. Okay. 100%.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dan's got to do the hard technical work. He's way smarter than Travis, though. Okay, Dan was about to pick up the mic. And yeah,
I mean, you can say something if you want, Dan.
Good. Let's go another hour, Dan. What do you have to say?
Yeah. I do feel a kindred spirit with Mark, but anyway, that's my number two. Josh, you're number one.
There are a lot of bands that are just pop punk bands fronted by a guy like Mark Hoppus. It is that he is in a band with SpongeBob SquarePants that creates the Blink-182 dynamic. The hello there. Where are you? That's yes. What you're there
and
for.
And I'm so sorry. Yeah,
this is the band.
I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight.
Wow. That was good.
That was good.
I need somebody in always.
Matt Skiba, who? They should have called John Cohen 5 up.
I'm ready.
Sounded more like the real
you
thing.
You got the tonight. Like
tonight.
Perfect. Yeah, that was really good.
I always am a little tied to the weird artist guy. I like that Tom was like, this is enough. You guys can keep doing it. But without me, it's not the real thing. Like, I'm a little endeared to that. And it's cool to me that he had forward vision in terms of, like, Blink-182 is a giant thing in my life, but I'm actually going to go do something else. I actually think that's rare for people who have, like, a giant chunk of success. I think it's hard to transfer into anything else. And not that he's transitioned to something that's reached heights of Blink-182, but he's not chasing the dragon.
He's having fun.
I think that's exactly right. Yeah. He's spending the money hunting down aliens and playing in that horrible other band with the other fellas.
Angels and Airwaves.
Those guys.
Yeah.
With the Offspring drummer. No good, but I respect him deeply. Tom DeLonge in the top spot.
Yeah.
My number one was Mark Hoppus. He follows me on Twitter.
Does he?
Yeah.
We gotta get Mark Hoppus on the show.
Yeah, we could.
He would do it, I think. He did 155.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you get Mark Hoppus on here, Stefan?
Oh, I have to do like a cold DM. I did that with Ron Perlman once and he unfollowed me.
Yeah. Did John Mayer unfollow you?
No, he still follows me.
Okay, so he didn't care.
But I had never interacted with him.
I thought you said you DM'd him.
I lied about that. Yeah.
Fucking idiot. I thought you lied about
that. Yeah, of course I lied to you.
Why?
Because I DM'd Ron Perlman that one time and he fucking...
Oh, who cares if John Mayer unfollows you or blocks you?
Well, it's just like the whole segment of the show is that the whole point of that segment was that he does follow me.
Well,
yeah, I was checking. No, if but he that, still
was on, that was on Stephanie. Real Good Show was the segment.
Oh,
I wanted to have John Mayer on this show.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I could still DM.
I mean, he's probably it's not a good guy, really.
Well, I could DM. Okay, so all right,
Mark Hoppus.
I'm gonna DM Ron Perlman and see if he
cold
wants to come
DM.
Back on.
Cold DM Mark Hoppus.
That was like so.
I fucking cold DM people for this show all the time.
Yeah, but you're like a normal guy.
What does that mean? I can write the DM for you to send to Mark Hoppus.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't feel real. You know?
Stefan, your increased social media clout, I feel like, forces you into that position more than John. It's not fair, but I feel like that is the way it is.
Yeah, but it's not apparently because motherfucker over here just lies every
okay,
time.
I'll
DM someone.
We'll
Did
we'll
you
make
DM BJ Novak?
I think so.
Wouldn't it be, I mean, he might be lying again, I suppose. That's wouldn't what it I'm be saying. Insane to have Mark Hoppus on here? And the Josh Custodio seat could be Mark Hoppus. You know?
I would That'd love be- that. Yeah. Mark would be a good guest for the show.
He would be.
I think he would do it.
What would do you, if he brought forth the same top three as me, would you have gone Mark Hoppus into the top spot there?
No, I'd tell him to his face.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. I would just make, no, I wouldn't. I would make Mark my number 3, 2, and 1.
I need Ron Perlman to follow me again, though.
Yeah, honestly, how do we make that happen?
I mean,
So it happened.
Did he, so he unblocked you?
No, he never blocked
oh,
me.
Oh, he just unfollowed you.
He followed me, and then I saw Pacific Rim, and he had been following me for like a month, and I was like, you know what?
I'm just going to DM him.
I'm going to DM him and say, hey, you were really good in Pacific Rim. And then he unfollowed me like 10 minutes later.
Instant.
Yeah. Brutal. I was just being nice.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go ask him on Twitter right now if he could refollow you?
I mean, you can try.
But I will say, like, though, Josh, if Mark Hoppus came on the show, that would automatically make him my number one.
Yeah, mine too, actually. True.
Like, if he just appeared on Block Party, he would have, like, it wouldn't even be lip service. He would genuinely be my number one if he came on the show.
There's definitely been a couple times that I live vicariously through the guests that you're having on this show as a
like
friend
my
of
best
yours.
Friend, Tony Hawk.
So, yeah, Tony Hawk would be a big one. Actually, author Chad Dundas, who I don't think was big to others, but I love Champion of the World and The Blaze. Like, you've had a couple things, so he would definitely be on that list. So let's get Mark Hoppus on Block Party and Ron Perlman following Stefan.
Okay.
But speaking of that, my number one is Tom DeLonge. I think Josh summed it up really well. I think he's a baffling man. Angels and Airwaves, horrible band. Saw them live. It was even worse somehow.
No.
Just because it's like, it's exactly what you think. It's like, he thinks he's now in like a serious band, so he's got to act differently, you know? He also makes everyone in his band play his custom guitars, which is awesome.
Oh, those hollow body Epiphones? Yeah. Ugly guitar.
Really ugly guitar, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Adventure, it's a good song. I'd listen to it again.
Yeah, that's an awesome song.
But, you know, for the most part.
It's a Blink-182 song, I can tell you that.
Fuck, what is a Blink-182 song?
You're telling me.
Yeah. You know? Other than Blink-182 songs.
You're right.
So, yeah, I mean, one of my favorite bands ever, Tom, always very cool. It is also one funny thing about Tom's voice, too, is that early Blink-182, he still is pronouncing things weird, but it's not so crazy. Like, it's like at some point he thought to himself, no, it sounds better when I'm like, child, child, wait. Like, it just, it makes no sense, but it's awesome.
How have I not heard your Tom DeLonge in all these years?
Yeah,
is that
it's
pretty
really
good,
impressive.
Right?
That's up there with his Tim Allen. Can you
three letter guys whose names start with T. This is his sweet spot.
Can you do the Tim Allen grunt as Tom DeLonge?
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that was probably now. Okay, I know it's the end of the show, but can you say "Start the Party, Dan" as Tom DeLonge?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I probably got to sing one line
because you
got
to get the tone right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's a podcast, so start the party, Dan.
Oh my God,
John, you're so good at this!
Wow,
thank you.
That was incredible.
I mean, Becca. So we were doing this thing for a while where I would sing pup songs, but as Tom DeLonge.
Oh, that's good.
And I was like debating if I should send it to Steve, and I was like, he might be really mad at me if I did that. So, anyway, there you go.
I think Steve would like it.
He might.
Yeah,
I can do Tom DeLonge. Yeah, I guess. I didn't know it was that good. Like, when I sing along to it, I feel like it's kind of close, but then you never really know.
Do you want me to DM Steve and ask him?
Now, I don't want to, you know, flex, but he also follows me at this table. So finally, right. I could also.
Yeah, Josh, you should DM him.
Yeah, I'll just ask him.
Josh, we are here at the end of the show. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, my Twitter, @J0SHC, of course, Wednesday nights and Saturday mornings, twitch.tv/wrestlingbrain if you're a wrestling fan. The Zoobs, Mr. Matty Pie, and I talk about AEW on Wednesdays. We talk about the entire world of wrestling Saturday mornings. Go give us a follow over @wrestling_brain or on twitch.tv/wrestlingbrain. We'd love to see you. Thank you to the three wonderful Block Boys for having me. This was a treat. I love this show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming out here for BP Nights. A great time, a brand new series.
Dan's invention. Thank you.
Dan's invention. He came up with it. He said, why don't you guys ever record at night? And we were like, holy fuck. So
Dan's
smart.
A genius. What was that, Dan?
Your mic wasn't on.
It's recording. But I said I'm so smart.
You are very smart.
Dan is smart.
Dan is really smart. Well, thank you, Josh. Wrestling Brain, fantastic Twitch stream. One of my two favorites, along with the Go Off Kings.
Oh, I was going to ask.
Yeah, okay. Of course. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I make fun of the Go Off Kings, but it's
And then you know favorite good. When Dan goes live at like 2 a.m.
and plays the game of life yeah. with his stoner friends. Yeah, I've been there for that. It's a good time.
Did that happen?
Yeah, you were like five chocolate bars deep.
You don't remember? You were playing the game of life with like two of your stoner friends, and I was the only one watching, and I was in the chat, like just bugging you guys.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Exactly. The last stream I did, I got really drunk and played Truck Simulator. That's my new thing now.
Nice.
Oh. Follow me on Twitch, and you can watch me get drunk and play Truck
Simulator. You were farting on Twitch a lot too, right?
I'm always farting on Twitch.
Yeah. It's always just farting.
Not as like
in
a fetish thing, but just like for like fun, right?
A little bit of both.
Okay, yeah.
Trucking along with Dan. I dig it.
There we
I'll
go.
Tune into that stream.
Trucking along with early 90s pants. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Again, you can donate to the show, patreon.com/blockparty. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram @blockpartypod. And we'll see you back here next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.